Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Week 7 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Every week, there's a free $350 NFL contest and a free $250 contest. Just head to OddsCrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Grab that SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Randy Cross. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Week 7 Preview and Picks episode part 2. My name is Colby Swing and Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. And go listen to part 1 because it's got all of our picks out there on part 1, and this is part 2. NC Nick, Patty C in studio here with me, or not in studio but on the call. We're all in three different locations for this exact episode, but here we are picking it up with UAB travels to Southern Miss. Interesting matchup here. Southern Miss is having a tough time getting things going under Will Hall, new head coach, but the UAB Blazers laying 15.5. NC Nick, are you going with the Komodo Dragons or are you going Southern Miss?
I'm going with the Komodo Dragons. I've tried to talk myself into Southern Miss on a couple occasions this year. It has backfired on me. At this point, you just have to go with who you feel more comfortable, and that's definitely the Blazers. Give me UAB.
I agree. I'm on UAB too. I just can't take Southern Miss at this point. You know, if UTEP's beating you, UTEP, I know they're suddenly gonna, it looks like they're on the verge of a bowl. However, UAB, I think, is a decent team, and I think their run game is gonna be a problem for Southern Miss. Patty C, what are you doing here with UAB, Southern Miss?
Well, Southern Miss so far, they've lost by exactly like a uniform amount versus like the how good their opponent was, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, they always lose by the appropriate amount to their opponent. And I think UAB is 15.5 points better, barely, but I think UAB barely covers this, even on the road.
Yeah. All right. Now we got the big one going on in the SEC. Kentucky Wildcats. Tell that Wildcat behind the wheel to show up to play Georgia. Cause I'll tell you this, Georgia's laying 23. This was at 24 a couple days ago, 23, but Georgia has owned this rivalry lately. Patty C, what are you doing here? Kentucky traveling down to Athens, undefeated, number 11 in the country. Where, what side of this you on?
I mean, I would have said, I mean, I'm still going to go Kentucky just because I think it's a disrespect of what they've accomplished lately. But Georgia has been playing great football, and I thought it was ridiculous when Arkansas was being faded by what, 24, 25 points and or 23, somewhere similar. And Georgia more than covered that. But still, I feel like Kentucky's good enough to cover that.
I was all over Georgia taking down Arkansas. I don't know how good Arkansas is, and maybe you can make the same case for Kentucky. I know they barely got by Chattanooga, but I was on them beating Florida. I was on them beating LSU, and 23 is too many points. Look back at last year, Georgia wins 14-3. Go back to the last time in Athens, 21-0. Go back 3 years ago, 34-17. So three straight years they would have covered this number. I'm on Kentucky plus the 23. Nick, what are you doing?
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, take that with a grain of salt, because I was also on Arkansas in the points and on Auburn in the points. So I keep on taking the points thinking that Georgia offense isn't good enough to cover large spreads. So far, they've kind of proven me wrong. Maybe I get this one right, this one correct. Give me Kentucky.
See, I mean, look, I was on Auburn plus 14.5, but I actually think Kentucky's better than Auburn. So I'm going to take the 23. Give me the Wildcats. All right. Arizona travels to Boulder, Colorado. This is a fucking hilarious game. look, I got it earlier in the week, Colorado laying 7.5, and I took Arizona all day. It's at 6.5. I'm still taking Arizona. What are you guys doing?
Nick? I almost locked it. I almost locked it when I was getting more than a touchdown. It's dropped a little bit, so I'm definitely still on Arizona. Yeah, this is a shit fest. This is a bad game. if anybody can tune into the Pac-12 network, I'm not even sure what, like, you know,
platform.
Yeah, what, how you even get that or who offers that? But don't watch this one. But give me the points,
Patty C.
I mean, ultimate shit fest. Arizona hasn't scored 20 points in a game through five games all season, and Colorado hasn't managed more than two touchdowns in the in their last four outings. So expect a low scoring affair. I think Arizona, though, just based on how well they played against Oregon, that's enough for me.
I completely agree. Give me the Wildcats and the points. Fresno State travels to Wyoming, guys. This line's been moving all around. Currently, Fresno State -3.5. In Laramie, I'm taking Wyoming in the 3.5, but I think Fresno might get the win. But give me Wyoming plus the 3.5. When this was at 6 not that long ago, I loved it. But now 3.5, give me Wyoming, and it's not going to catch the lock for me. Nick?
No, definitely not a lock, but I'm on Wyoming also. They're just a better team at home. I was on them last week against Air Force, did not come through for us. Fresno is a better team, I think, but it's a tricky road spot. So give me Wyoming.
Patty C, what are you doing here in the Mountain West action?
I mean, Wyoming just beat or barely beat UConn 3 weeks ago. So, but that said, Fresno just lost at Hawaii in the Chain Center. So I don't know, 3.5 in Wyoming in Laramie, it's just a half point too many. Give me Wyoming.
There we go. All right. ACC action. Those two teams that just collapsed as the college football experience called preseason. Miami catching 7 at Chapel Hill. Guys, I'm going to lock up North Carolina -7 because I think Miami's horrible. I think North Carolina is pretty good in these bounce back spots. So I'm going to lock up. Give me that Dundee music. North Carolina will beat. Remember last time they played in Miami, they rushed for like 700 yards, scored 62 points or something. And guess what? This team's defense, Miami's, is even worse this year. So give me North Carolina -7. Nick, what are you doing here? Anyone want to join me on the lock?
I'm with you, man. I got in early, got it at 6.5, even better, but I'll still lock it up at 7. I think you're right. I think UNC is decent in these bounce back spots, especially at home. And Miami without D.R. King is not that good. So give me the Tar Heels.
Patty C, triple lock.
Put the triple lock down.
Yes. All the way. go. Easy cash going on in Chapel Hill. Sam Howell and company. Gotta do it. Easy money to be made there. Yeah, I mean, come on. Miami, Derek King's out for the year. Do I need to mention that too? This is their first.
You know, I think yours truly told you that a few weeks ago when it was kind of, you know, people weren't real sure. People thought he might play that week, actually.
And this is Miami's first real road game of the season, guys. It's October. What
is it really?
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
That's crazy.
Bowling Green travels to Northern Illinois, laying 9 points. God, these Mac games. I'm going to take Bowling Green plus the 9. I think Northern Illinois gets the win. Give me the Falcons plus the 9 though. Nick, what are you doing?
I'm going to go NIU. Go Huskies.
Patty C, what are you doing in this classic?
I got baited into taking Loeffler, all time mistake last week. I'm back on the fade Loeffler train. Give me Northern Illinois.
All right. This one, for the life of me, I want you guys to break down why this line was this way. It opened up at 6. So money has came in on Virginia Tech. Pitt's favored by 5 at Virginia Tech. Guys, I don't know if you had a chance to check out the Sports Gambling Podcast episode with Sean and Ryan, but I don't understand. You want to talk about the game that smells the most this week. Someone break down to me how Pitt is a favored by 5 points in Blacksburg. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's just like, do I need to go through the history that Pitt's only won once since 2002 in Blacksburg? Once.
Wow.
Once, and get that. And I just don't understand how they have them that high. Like, if I was creating this line, I probably would have done Virginia Tech minus 2, maybe even Pitt minus 1. I could understand, but to open it up at minus 6, what am I missing here?
I don't know, man. Yeah. Even if you could even maybe talk me into Pitt minus 3, but the way it is now, I locked up Virginia Tech at 5.5. I think it's down to 5 now, you know, obviously depending on where you look. Give me the Hokies, man.
Yeah, I locked it up too, man. This is a Dundee special. I mean, do we want to make this a triple lock? Because it just doesn't make any sense to me. You could go through the history.
The
last time?
I was going to say
2019, 28-0. Virginia Tech won in Blacksburg. 2017, they won 20-14. They lost the one time in Blacksburg in 2015, 17-13. Even with that, you would cover. So what were you going to say, Patty C? I'm sorry.
Oh no. I was just going to say before you guys even mentioned it, the lock was in, you know, so that's a triple lock right there. I don't understand it either. But rock and roll. Look, I will say one thing.
What's that?
When was the last time Pitt scored like this? I mean, Kenny Pickett healthy. They've never scored less than 41 in a game this season.
But who have they played, Pat? Western Michigan, UMass, Georgia Tech. I mean,
Tennessee is decent.
That was game one of a new defense, or game two of a new defense. Their defense also hasn't been very decent. I don't know.
It's true.
I think you're a fool if you're taking Pitt minus the points here, but that line smells so bad.
I'm taking Tech.
Yeah. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about the audience, but it smells so bad. It makes me think maybe they know something I don't know. I don't know, but BYU travels to Baylor in Waco, Texas. Baylor's laying 6.5. Guys, I'm all over BYU here. I don't know why Baylor's favorite. I don't think Baylor's that good. Give me BYU plus 6.5. Nick?
I totally agree. I mean, I think pretty two equally matched teams. Baylor could win this, sure, but they're not just going to, you know, easily beat BYU, a team that has some nice wins on their resume. They got, you know, a nice offense to be able to keep up with Baylor, who doesn't have that prolific of a offense. So yeah, give me BYU to cover, man, all day long.
Almost lockworthy.
If it keeps on creeping up, yeah, it's almost lockworthy.
It goes a half a point higher. I'm locking this thing up. Patty C, what are you doing?
Well, I'm seeing it at a different line entirely than you guys have it. I'm seeing Baylor 4.5.
No, 6.5 currently. I don't know if you're looking at a tally site before, but I'm saying like right now, 6.5 is the line.
It must have moved 2 points in the last hour or hour and a half, because That's when I looked at it and it was 4.5. So maybe this line is moving like a freight train, but at 4.5, I think Baylor's good enough to cover that. 6.5. No way.
I mean, is it that big of a difference? Like if you like Baylor, you should probably like it either way.
I disagree. 2 points is a huge amount for two relatively
4.5, 6.5. I mean, it's not key numbers there.
Look, 4.5 is barely enough for me to take Baylor. And that's okay. Close because BYU is about as good as they are, but the home field advantage plus the BYU has laid a clunker or two. Meanwhile, okay. Baylor might be playing for a fucking playoff spot again this year. Now, granted,
that makes complete sense. That makes complete sense. If you were just a Baylor lean at 4.5, then I understand why you might get swayed. I thought you were like firmly on Baylor at 4.5.
No, not at all.
Okay. My apologies, Mr. Patty C.
Oh, here you go. Texas Tech travels to Kansas, guys. Kansas catching 16.5. Tell me why I'm taking Leopold plus 16.5 off a bye week. Tell me why. This is it. I've already pushed. I'm going for the win. 16.5 points. Sprinkle some on the money line. Give me the Jayhawks. Do I need to tell you that this was a 16-13 win for Texas Tech a year ago? That was in Lubbock.
You know, over in the off season, I made fun of Patty for, you know, drinking too many of Colby's batches of Kool-Aid. Well, I've drank this batch with Kansas and I keep on going down every week. I keep on, you know, going back to the bartender and asking for more Kansas Kool-Aid.
What do you mean? You already pushed. You're not going to lose money. It's not a bad batch.
I'm just talking about week to week now. Okay. I'm not talking about over under on the season. I'm going Kansas again. And you're right. This is it. If you can't cover this, I'm done. All right.
This team lost by 19 to Duke. Okay. You're going to tell me Texas Tech sitting at 4-2 is not going to cover 16.5. Get out of here. Red Raiders all day.
Do I need to remind you that Texas Tech week two beat Stephen F. Austin 28-22 in Lubbock?
Okay. There's something there.
All right. Vanderbilt travels to South Carolina in perhaps the shit fest game of the weekend.
What's better or what's worse, that or Colorado, Arizona?
I think Arizona is better than all the rest of those teams.
Ooh, really?
But I don't know. Well, I think Vanderbilt's the worst. I think Colorado's the second worst. I think South Carolina and Arizona would be a game, but I think I'd give a slight lean to Arizona. I think they're better offensively.
So Arizona's getting like a touchdown against Colorado.
Yeah. I don't get it. I think Colorado's defense is actually good. It's just, they're on the field for 48 minutes of the game. South Carolina's laying 18.5. That's way too many points, guys. Give me Vanderbilt and the points all day.
Agreed.
Almost Lockworthy. This is almost Lockworthy right here. Patty,
if it wasn't Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Patty C, what are you doing here?
Are you saying that South Carolina is part of the shit fest of the week compared to Colorado, Arizona, or is that all on Vandy that makes this a shit fest? No, I said
between those four teams, I would rate Vanderbilt the worst. Second worst is Colorado. Third worst is South Carolina. Fourth worst is Arizona to me.
You might have a point. I think South Carolina and Arizona might be interchangeable, even though South Carolina is sitting here at 3-3. Okay.
Well, that's playing in the SEC to playing in the Pac-12, because the reality is the four out of conference games, when you play Eastern Illinois, who hasn't won an FCS game in a couple of years. And then, Troy and ECU and ECU, okay, they were losing the whole game except for the final play of the game.
Well, they won all three of those games, and their losses come against the number one team in the country, Kentucky, who's roughly top 10. And then Tennessee, okay, who's decent.
I'm comparing it to Colorado, where they play 11 power fives.
Well, but look, okay. All right. Let's settle this. South Carolina is not very good, but they are the best out of those four teams.
No, I think I would take Arizona to beat South Carolina tomorrow.
I'd go South Carolina there.
South Carolina doesn't have the offense. Like Arizona's offense would put problems. I don't think South Carolina has enough offense to score in a lot of these games. I mean,
but SC's defense is okay.
They are, but to me, if you're only putting up 17 points and one of them came off a pick six against East Carolina, who's got one of the bottom 10 defenses in the country, you're horrible at offense.
Well, you know what I think South Carolina might have going on a little bit? They might have a little Scott Frost situation, because I feel like I saw him get down to Tennessee's goal line twice, like first and goal on the one, and come away with no points both times. I could be wrong, but I know it happened at least once because it was an interception. But
well, it's an interception. Look, offense can't get down to the goal without a defensive play. Their defense is actually decent.
Yeah, that's true. Either way, I think South Carolina is good enough to cover 18.5, but this isn't. It's just in terms of zero entertainment, at least like the other one, Arizona, Colorado, you might have a close game. This is going to be ugly as fuck and not close. It's going to be terrible. So I'll take South Carolina, though.
Rice at UTSA. This is one. I don't know why I took Rice plus the 18.5. I just thought it was too big of a number. I think UTSA is like looking great. I took them the past couple of weeks. They're 6-0. I just feel like they're due for somewhat of a close game. I think Rice sucks, but I think like, give me a 34-17 final. Rice covers this. Nick.
Yeah, I know. I agree with everything you just said. I was on Rice too. And at first I didn't really know why I went Rice, but as nice as UTSA is playing right now, they have what, three straight games where it's been a touchdown or less wins, you know, so they're not blowing teams out. They have, you know, some nice wins at Memphis, at Western Kentucky there. I don't know. We'll see if they really flex on Rice here or not, but I took the points here.
Yeah. Yeah. Patty C, what'd you do here?
I am riding with you too. I mean, four out of the six games by a touchdown or less. I think 18.5 is too many.
All right. Colorado State travels to Albuquerque. Laying 10.5, Adazio. I was all over them a couple of weeks in a row. Adazio's starting to win me money. Starting to be an ATM over here for me. Laying 10.5. I'm going to Adazio. I think they're too physical for New Mexico. I don't love this game, but give me the Rams minus 10.5. Nick?
I agree. New Mexico quarterback Terry Wilson. Wednesday. They've lost four in a row. They were not competitive against San Diego State, which kind of a similar team to Colorado State, like a better version, like physical running attack. They lost 38-10 against Air Force, again, physical rushing attack. So yeah, give me the Rams.
Patty C?
We're agreeing a lot here, fellas. I'm on the Rams as well. Look, they played a couple good teams pretty close. They did lose to Vanderbilt. Colorado State confusing, but New Mexico just bad. So give me the Rams.
Yeah, and Southern Illinois are beating South Dakota State makes that Colorado State loss look a little bit worse there. But staying in the Mountain West, Utah State, the Aggies travel to the Death Star to take on UNLV. I've been one to lobby on here that UNLV is going to bite someone. They're getting better each week. They covered for me against UTSA. They covered for me against Fresno State. Guys, I'm taking UNLV plus the 7. Sprinkle some on the money line. This might be the win that they get right here. Give me UNLV plus 7. Sprinkle some on the money line. Talk to me. Anyone else want to go? This is almost lock worthy. Nick, what are you doing?
I'm with you. I do. I have to, you know, tip my cap to the Danta base here because he was on UNLV before anybody else.
He was shitting on Arroyo all off season.
But dude, it's almost like the year San Jose State, right? 2 years ago, they went 5-7. You saw the team getting better each week, despite them having another year they didn't make a bowl. You said, man, there's something there. This team is building something. I think UNLV is better than what their record indicates. And I think they're going to, if maybe it's not here, but they're going to be a thorn in someone's side this year because they play too hard for them to lose every game.
Which is why I think this is a tight game here and UNLV is at home. So give me the points.
Patty C?
I'm on Utah State, but I can see where you guys are coming from. They are getting better. Although I would say it's only over a 2-game stretch there. They played two opponents pretty close, pretty good opponents. Well, but Utah State, man, 7.5 seems doable.
Well, and you're telling me I'm shitting on Arroyo. Arroyo is 0-11 as a head coach.
Fair enough. Look, I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm just saying, let's not give Colby too much credit on being on UNLV here.
All right, folks, I want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best NBA bettor in the U.S.? Well, you can prove it on Odds Crowd, and they're free to join and play their fantasy betting contest. There's a season-long NBA contest with $3,000 in cash up for grabs, as well as a weekly $200 contest as well. And here's how it works. Once you enter a contest, you track your best bets against real odds and lines, much like you would with any pick tracking app. The most profitable players rise up the leaderboard. If you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, well, you win. And Odds Crowd isn't just fantasy betting contests. It's a social app for sports bettors, free to download. You can live group chat with other bettors, track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much, much more. So download that app for free. Go to oddscrowd.com today. And while you're downloading apps, download us. Yes, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. Guys, we got a big one going on in Starkville, Mississippi. I don't know that you guys are aware of this right now, but Mississippi State's in first place in the SEC West.
Wow.
And
I was not aware of that.
Patty C, we watched that LSU game. They probably should have beat LSU.
Yeah.
Some craziness went on in that game, but they've beaten A&M. They
probably should have beat Memphis.
No, that definitely with the refs, the way that game went down. So currently if they beat Bama here, now they got to play Ole Miss on Thanksgiving.
If they beat Bama, like it's, you know, an easy thing to do.
I get it. But at the same time, Bama playing their first back-to-back road game series in 6 years. And guess what, Patty C? They didn't win out in that. They've already lost that game. So my stat on back-to-back road games, regardless of the outcome in this Mississippi State game, comes true. As I mean, come on. That's why you listen to Pick Dundee, all right? Because college football will try to sprinkle a lot of bullshit at you. They really will. Bama's laying 17.5 against Mike One Leach. Tell me why I'm taking Mississippi State plus 17, Nick.
You know, I went back and forth on this. My initial reaction was Bama doesn't lose twice in a row. Bama is going to be pissed off they lost and they're going to roll. But then I thought that was kind of like, I think everybody's going to have that assumption, and they're going to maybe overlook the fact that Stark Vegas is actually a difficult place to play. And Coach Leach can scheme up enough offensively to stay in the game here. So I'm actually taking the points. I certainly don't love it. I went back and forth. Right now I've settled on going with the points and Mississippi State.
Patty C, what are you doing?
Yes. Saban is probably, skinned a few cats at practice this week if I had to guess. But I think Mississippi State, I think 17.5, a little too many. And with the backdoor there, you see what Ole Miss did. They almost got it, the backdoor cover on that one. So I think, I don't know. Alabama is just not Alabama this year. They're one step behind where they normally are. And I think Mike Leach has got them going in the right direction, back-to-back road. Let's make it happen.
Now, were we saying that before last Saturday though?
No. Well, maybe the Florida
before
game.
Before last Saturday, yeah. But I think we were all just like, all right, they kind of eased up on the gas, and we still thought Bama was Bama before last Saturday.
But they also didn't play anyone besides the Florida game when they won by three. And I thought that score was kind of dressed up. I didn't fear it the way Patty C. Like, I thought that, okay, Patty C saw more chinks in the armor than I saw, but the Miami win is nothing. Southern Miss is horrible. I mean, right. Like where do you go through the schedule and say, hey, okay, this is the back-to-back road game is the only test that we can really apply that in Florida. I would say,
I'd say the Ole Miss win was impressive.
I don't even know who they are yet. I still think they could be a 7-5 team. Like, I think people are crowning them. I don't understand their ranking
based off
who they've beaten so far. Okay. I mean, it's still a good win to beat Ole Miss by that many points and shut down
Bama's
that offense.
Rest of their schedule. Yeah. So say, regardless of if they cover or not, as long as they beat Mississippi State, they have at home, they have Tennessee and LSU. Those aren't great wins. Then they have a very tough matchup at home against New Mexico State.
new to the SEC.
And then they have Arkansas at home and Auburn on the road. I mean, those are quality opponents, but not great.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
This is really the last chance probably that a team could knock them out of the SEC championship game in reality. I mean, Auburn always could, but Mississippi State, I think Mike Leach just has just enough coaching chops that maybe, I don't know, this could be fun. If Alabama really isn't who they normally are, maybe Leach has something for him.
I think the problem is that the SEC West has not lived up to expectations. A&M and Ole Miss.
And LSU.
And LSU. Yeah. And LSU.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So, all right. Liberty travels to ULM. Patty sees ULM. He cashed on that over early, but boy, they've had their struggles lately as they gave up 55 to Georgia State. Liberty's laying 32.5. And guess what? I'm taking Liberty. Patty C, what are you doing with your boys here?
They suck, man. I mean, life without Rhett Rodriguez, he's a Heisman candidate. Well, what are you doing? You don't have your Heisman candidate. I got to go Liberty here too.
Nick?
Agreed. You can't put the spread high enough. Give me Liberty.
All right. This is actually a huge one now in the Pac-12 North. Guys, who's the best team in the Pac-12 North, by the way? Who's going to be playing in the Pac-12 championship in the North for representing the North? Is it Stanford? Stanford plays at Washington State. Stanford's laying 1.5. I want your analysis on this, but I also want you to say Oregon State looked like that team. We say, oh man, they're in first place. Nope. Then they lose in Pullman. Oregon, Washington, Stanford, Oregon State.
My guess will be Oregon still right now.
Patty C.
I think it's going to come down to that Civil War game, and I don't know, where's that being played this
Eugene
year?
Eugene this year.
Then probably Oregon.
I don't know. This is a huge game for Stanford here. Stanford -1.5, guys. What are you doing in this game? Because Stanford has the tiebreaker on Oregon. I'm going to take Stanford to win in Pullman. Patty?
I am too. I think last week's score against Arizona State was worse than it looks. Some fluke pick six apparently, but the yardage was much closer than the 18-point score. So I'm going Stanford even on the road.
Nick?
I went Wazoo actually. You guys keep on forgetting that it's not easy to win in Eastern Washington, all right? So especially Stanford's kind of banged up. They got, I think, two other top three receivers are out. I'm on Wazoo. I think, you know, now that they're healthy, actually, now they were banged up earlier. Now they're healthy. Stanford is now kind of banged up. I'm going to go with the home team.
There we go. Okay. Interesting. Maybe I don't know. That's one I could change by Saturday. Stick around, check out the morning show Saturday mornings, Iowa State at Kansas State, guys. Have you guys, this is another one that kind of just reeks. Do you guys know the history in this game? Iowa State, Kansas State football history here. I mean, this is, K-State
this is Farmageddon, right?
Yes, Farmageddon, and K-State's a 6.5-point dog in a game that they've dominated. Let me just pull up the stats here for you. K-State has not lost at home against Iowa State since 2004, right? And that is the only time that before that it was 1988. So one time in basically our lifetime, two times in our lifetime since 1990, one time ever Iowa State has won in Manhattan and they're favored by 6.5. I'm sorry, guys. Give me the 6.5. Skylar Thompson's back too. Are you kidding me? I'll take the 6.5 all day. I think K-State wins it on the money line probably too. Sprinkle some on that money line. You'd be foolish not to with that track record. Nick?
I'll lock it up with you. I think given that history that Big 12 Colby just spouted to us, I think that makes a lot of sense at why the line is at 6.5. The Aces is on Iowa State. I would imagine the sharp money is probably on Kansas State here. So yeah, I will ride with you. The Manhattan is going to be lit. Give me K-State.
Triple lock, Patty C?
No. Look, Kansas State has dominated this rivalry. They've won what 11 out of the last 13, but they did lose by 45 points last year. Granted, that was in Ames, but that's too many for me to be.
They didn't have Skylar Thompson in favor. They didn't have Skylar Thompson.
Do they have Skylar Thompson this year? They is he do. Back now?
He's back.
He's been back like 3 weeks, man. No problem.
I'm not watching Kansas State football. Look, I watched them.
What do you mean? You
know, like,
they're only a bowl team. What, every year?
Look, you know what I watch Kansas State football for? The Oklahoma game. Okay. And a game like this,
TMZ Pat weeks, coming to your local TMZ city.
Pat, in effect, look,
haven't heard that in a few weeks.
Hey, look, it is too many. I'm taking Kansas State, but I'm not locking him.
He'll watch every Virginia Wake game, but he won't watch K-State play Oklahoma State.
You know why? Because I didn't live 1500 miles away from that when I was a fucking kid.
K-State plays Virginia.
I've met a human being from the state of Virginia before.
K-State plays Virginia tomorrow. K-State met waxes them.
Not about right. Waxes them. They don't plays, wax plays anybody.
Two Virginia?
Yeah.
That's a ball. Well,
anyone waxes
about.
Virginia that can yeah. run the ball.
They wouldn't wax them, but they'd win 25-23. TCU travels to Oklahoma. Guys, sorry. Hate to do it to you again. 13.5? The last time they played in Norman, Oklahoma must have gave the referees a nice paycheck because horrible spot on a 4th and inches as Oklahoma barely beat TCU. I'm on Gary Patterson here to fix things. They look good against Texas Tech last week. Give me the third. Oklahoma's never beaten a FBS school by more than a touchdown this year. Give me TCU plus 13.5. Sprinkle some on the money line. Patty?
Oh yeah. I locked this too. That's way too many. Oklahoma's not beating anyone by that many points. They're the luckiest team in football, right? Between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, those are two undefeated teams that have 90% lucky wins so far. But they might be playing for a fucking national championship bid at the end of the year.
Nick, you triple lock?
Yes, I will say so, and here's why. So this started at 11.5. It went up to 13.5 because Max Duggan and Zach Evans are listed as questionable. I think it's bullshit. I think both are healthy. I think both are going to play. And I think the line movement is because people are scared of the injuries. So while I like the points, I'm going to wait until we have some clarification if these guys are going to play. Obviously, that's our quarterback and their best offensive player, best player on the team, and Zach Evans. So TCU needs those guys. I guess my one question is, you know, is Caleb Williams, the 5-star freshman that came in for Spencer Rattler last week, is he the key that unlocks this offense?
Against Gary Patterson, his first start potentially against a defensive mastermind.
At least it's at home. It's not on the road. I don't know. So yeah, I'm on TCU. I like it. I'm gonna lock it up. I would just say that just pay attention. I'm pretty sure Duggan and Evans are fine. If for some reason they're not, then maybe you don't bet it. But yeah, man, give me TCU. Uh-oh.
There we go. Gary Patterson and Norman. Easy cash. Patty C, what were you going to say? Patty C?
I was gonna say, you know, this game, the series was a bunch of close games. So Oklahoma's won 10 out of the last 11 in this series, but a lot of these were close. But over the past, Oklahoma's won by 18 or more 4 out of the 5 years. So Oklahoma pulled away, but I think TCU better this year, and Oklahoma not as good as they were. So I think, boom, triple lock, like you said.
There we go. Ole Miss travels to Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, where don't look now, but Tennessee, number eight. I think it was, if memory serves me correct, I was on a show the other day talking about, I think they're the number 18 or 19 offense in the country, where Ole Miss is at number 2. And guess what? Tennessee's offense is only getting better ever since they switched to Hendon Hooker, because before that it was struggling. They're catching 2.5, 3s, shop around. There is 3s out there. Guys, hate to do it to you. Tennessee is going to beat Ole Miss on Saturday in Rocky Top. Ole Miss, I still am not buying that soup that Patty C's trying to sell me every week. Tennessee's offense, I actually gonna make the case that once they switch to Hendon Hooker, I actually think Tennessee's offense is on par with Ole Miss. And here's another thing to factor in. Josh Heupel used to employ Jeff Lebby, the OC at Ole Miss, and Lane Kiffin. This is his first time as a head coach coming back to Rocky Top. You know this place is gonna be lit. Give me Tennessee in an upset special on the money line. Nick, what are you doing here?
For some reason, I'm going to hang on with Ole Miss here. I've been kind of flying their flag all season. Yeah, last week was disappointing. I thought I had that cover, and then with like 30 seconds, they let Arkansas travel the length of the field and score. And you know, sure, Ole Miss wins, but they don't cover. I'm gonna go Ole Miss one more time. I don't like it because I'm not sure. I mean, Tennessee, their offense is cranking, man. I didn't think Heupel would get it going this quickly, honestly. So I've been impressed at what they're doing, but I still think Ole Miss is the better team right now. Tennessee needs to prove to me one more time. Give me Ole Miss.
Patty C.
Tennessee's better, but look, they're lighting up the scoreboard against Bowling Green, Missouri, South Carolina teams that we've been shitting on. Okay. And Texas Tech or Tennessee Tech rather. Meanwhile, against Florida, they put up what? 14 points. So
that was at Ole Miss swamp, on the swamp though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot, this is a, two very evenly matched teams. I will say this though. I just trust Ole Miss's offense a little more just because they've been pretty much explosive against everyone except Alabama.
Can't wait to prove you guys wrong. Still selling that Ole Miss soup. Ole Miss, I don't know that they should be a top 25 team. NC State at Boston College, guys. You know who Ole Miss is? They're Texas Tech with Cliff Kingsbury. That's what they remind me of. That's what they remind me of. It's like, yeah, for a game or two, they look great. Anyway, NC State at Boston College in the ACC. NC State laying 3 points. This is one of the hardest games to handicap. I went NC State. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm all over the place. It was 2.5 when I got NC State. Obviously, Jerkovic's not healthy for Boston College, so I'm just going to go with NC State. But this is the type of game NC State loses. This is a huge game in the Coastal, though. If NC State wins this, they don't have that many games where they can lose in the ACC. They have the tiebreaker against Clemson. This is a gigantic game. If you're a Wolfpack fan, this is even a Boston College fan. This is a huge game in the ACC. Give me NC State, but geez. I feel like I'm quoting ELO. Don't let me down. Patty C, what are you doing here?
Gosh, I agree with you. A massive game, maybe for the Coastal or for the Atlantic division at the end of the day. If Clemson just loses one more in conference, I guess it's on the road. That's dangerous, but give me the Wolfpack.
Nick.
I'm going Boston College, man. Look, I'll be rooting for the pack. It'll be good for the triangle. But their track record is that this is a game they drop, you know, as soon as you get your hopes up, they beat Clemson in a game where Clemson, I mean, NC State was trying to give that game back to Clemson.
Yes. 100%.
Give it to them.
And you alluded to the fact last time they didn't play last year, the year prior they played and Boston College won 45-24. This is just one of those games. Look, if you're a Wolfpack fan, if you win this, I actually see a path because you can afford a loss. You can afford a loss if you win this game.
And Clemson could lose one more. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like it's going to a sure thing that they're going to win out. I don't know. I hope the Wolfpack wins. I hope they take care of business. I hope they win. But this is a game that, like, you know, I've been around here for too long, man. They dropped this game. So. We'll see. I'm on DC.
There we go. Army travels to Camp Randall to take on Wisconsin. They're catching 14 points. I'm on Wisconsin. I think Army meets a team that Jim Leonard will dial up a defense and Army will score just enough points. Give me a 20-3 final score in Camp Randall. Nick, what are you doing here?
I totally agree. I'm on Wisconsin. I think it's kind of similar to the game last week against the Fighting Illini. Wisconsin shuts down the run, and that's what they're going to do here. Lock it up. Badgers roll.
Oh, I might lock it up for you. It's a lock. I like that. All right. That's an NC Nick lock right there. Patty C, are you taking your Black Knights?
I am not. I think Wisconsin gets it done. Although it does scare me that, you know, Wisconsin, as good as they are at stopping the run, they still haven't seen the triple option yet. That's a different horse, but Army's been a little suspect this year. They're not the team they were last year. So Wisconsin's the play.
UCLA, only a few games left on the slate. UCLA at Washington. Washington's laying 2. I don't know why. I'm on UCLA +2. Sprinkle some on the money. Actually, just bet it on the money line. I don't believe in Washington. Their offense, I think UCLA is the better football team here. I get it. The sailgating, the home environment's tough. I know Washington gets loud, but give me UCLA to take things back. And this is a big game for Chip Kelly up there in Seattle. Patty C, what are you doing?
I agree. And the loss to Arizona State is becoming more acceptable. So I think UCLA, even on the road, gets it done.
Nick?
Allow me to lock another, currently at UCLA plus 2.5 on Tally site. UCLA is a better team.
Lock it. Yeah, I like it. All of a sudden, we got a game in El Paso, Texas. Because La Tech, 2-3, don't get me wrong, La Tech, tough losses. They should have beat Mississippi State out the gate. Lose by one on a block field goal. They lose on a Hail Mary to SMU and then by 7 to NC State. This team is way better than their record indicates. They're traveling to El Paso, laying 6.5. Guys, I know UTEP's playing great, and I think Dana Dimmel should be, you know, rewarded because it's a make or break year for him. However, give me La Tech minus 6.5. Although historically, I remember I did a preview pod. Our friend that covers La Tech said, hey, that game in El Paso, they always struggle with. Patty C, what are you doing here?
Man, I'm just wondering if Louisiana Tech has a curse on them this year. Some of the losses have been heartbreaking. That SMU one, the Hail Mary went off someone's helmet and bounced 20 yards sideways into someone's hands. That was just fucking wandering down the field.
Here's the curse. The curse is that I bet the over. That was one of my locks about.
No, it's my lock too, man. That's my lock too.
Over four.
Dude, how about they were up 20 to going into the fourth against Mississippi State and lost.
Had a chance against NC State. They could have won that game.
I'm on La Tech. They get it right here. They get it right against UTEP. Nick?
I'm saying La Tech is cursed. I'm going UTEP.
I'm actually taking UTEP to cover, but La Tech wins.
There you go.
It seems like every game's close.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Air Force at Boise State. This should be a fun one. All of a sudden, the Mountain West action is just they at the top of the Mountain West is a lot of fun this year. Air Force is catching 4.5 on the Smurf turf, guys. Boise, they don't lose on the Smurf turf. Give me Boise State plus minus the 4.5 against Air Force. Nick,
I'm on Boise as well. It seems like I've been fading Air Force to my own fault, this year. I'm gonna try it one more time here. I agree, Boise at home is too much for Air Force, but Air Force has been proved me wrong so far. So we'll see what happens here. I don't love it, but give me Boise.
Patty.
Ooh, Boise's so inconsistent this year. Whereas Air Force very consistent and getting their wins, but just not super impressive. I think you're right. Smurf turf is the difference. Give me Boise.
All right. Arizona State travels to Salt Lake City where, come on, don't insult me. Don't insult me, odds makers. This was a minus. This was a plus one for Utah. Guys, do I need to remind you that the last time they played in Salt Lake City, Utah whooped that ass, and Arizona State was pretty highly ranked at that time. Let me just take you to the land right under. Utah will win this game. All right, they'll be better on special teams. They just beat USC in LA. Whittingham will have this place is the hardest place to play. Nick says Wazoo Pullman. I get it. That's a decent point. I think Salt Lake City is the hardest place to grab a W in the Pac-12. Give me Utah to get it done against Arizona State. That's a lock. Nick.
Oh, I'm not bold enough to lock it, but I'm definitely going Utah at home. About time the Sun Devils lose a game. Maybe it's just because in the preseason I wasn't expecting. I thought they were overrated, so I'm just going to ride that out. But I don't see them going into Utah winning this. This is time where those boys from the desert lose a game up in the mountains.
And this is a gigantic game considering the fact UCLA lost to Arizona State. This could be for the Pac-12 South. This could be circle this one. This is a must watch game. Patty C, what are you doing here?
Well, you got yourself a lock battle here, buddy, because I have been super impressed with Arizona State to this point. And look, I mean, the one loss to BYU is understandable. Other than that, they've completely handled their business. They're getting a point here, even though they're 5-1. Utah's only 3-2. Give me the Sun Devils and lock that shit up.
You do realize at UCLA is not a road game. right? The only other time they went to a road environment at BYU, they lost by 10. And look, you know, that was in the state of Utah, right down the road. They're not coming into Salt Lake City grabbing that win.
True. I've heard that real fans get kicked out of UCLA Stadium, even if they're rooting for the Bruins.
That's you're goddamn right. All right. So that's it. Lock fight. I love it. I love it. Hawaii travels to Reno, Nevada. Last game on the slate here. Nevada's laying 14. I'm going to ride Nevada. I don't know why. Cause Hawaii's been kind of, Hawaii's been a pain in the ass to handicap this year. I'm going to ride Nevada minus 14. When they're away from the island, they get their ass whooped. Nick, what are you doing here?
Agreed. Go Nevada.
Patty C.
Definitely Nevada. 13.5 doesn't seem like that much. I got a little stat for you. Elevation in Arizona or Phoenix, 1,086. Elevation in Salt Lake City, 4,226. So it is going to be a little bit of a physical shock for the guys from Arizona State. I don't know if it's going to make that much of a difference, but it probably will. But back to this game, you're right. Hawaii sucks away from the island, and Nevada's playing well this year. 13.5. Give me the pack.
There you go. All right, folks. Saturday morning, 8 a.m. on the West, 11 a.m. on the East. We will be breaking down any changes that happen from there to Saturday, from now to Saturday. We will have you covered on the College Football Experience. We do a Periscope every Saturday morning. Check it out. Also, check out the DFS show coming out tomorrow, DraftKings show. Come play DraftKings with us Friday, Saturday. You know, we have a morning slate Saturday, night slate Saturday night at the Colby D. On Twitter, so you'll be able to see. I'll retweet that. So come play for a few bucks. NC Nick puts that together. Subscribe to the College Football Experience, and tell a friend. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because College Basketball Experience, what do you mean? We got college basketball just 25 days away. Subscribe to that. Get in while you can. Hey, make sure you get that SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. And when you do, make sure you give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. Take a screenshot of that review that you leave, and find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD, and I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. Also, make sure you give Patty C a follow at PattyC831, NC Nick a follow at NC_NICK, and the College Football Experience, new to Twitter and Instagram, at TCE on SGPN, and Terrell Furman Jr. on Twitter at @ReallyRell__, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at @TheSGPNetwork. Follow them all. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. This concludes our episode, Week 7 preview and picks. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here.